الله أكبر الله
What was like that, Haji?
On a mountainside, not afraid to die. Hands held high, no gun in sight. They shot him down on his way to town. A cowboy stand against the man.
Stand with you.
Cowboy stand.
No matter how it ends.
That's what I like to see. Bullseyes every time. And you can do the same thing with Byard Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byard Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byard Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10-22 and the AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at BeyerBarrels.com. That's BeyerBarrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Fence, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good. And it's time for the Shooting Bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is what it is. It's the 7th of February. Tomorrow will be my
my closest friend ever was my cousin, and tomorrow will be his birthday. He was killed quite a few years ago, but we spent a lot of time together. February 8th always brings back a lot of good memories. Anyway, the class in Oregon looks like it may be on hold or canceled. I don't know for sure which yet, but we may be looking at one in Idaho during the about 2 weeks after that date we had set for Oregon. Washington is still good. May 11th, 12th, and 13th, a three-day personal defense handgun class. And, you know, we had a little event happen here. You know, before I get too carried away, I better go over here and check and see if we have any sound. Hello. Okay, Tebow's on top of it. I didn't even have to ask. 5x5. Thank you, Tebow. We had a little event happen here yesterday, I think, yeah. Mid-afternoon, and somebody hit a cable here, and that cable knocked out landlines, internet, most of the cell service in a particular area there. Now, how does hitting a cable knock out cell service? Well, I assume it goes to their repeater, their towers, or whatever it is. But anyway, everything was out. What we experienced here was a communication blackout. Everything was gone. If you had electricity, you could probably still get TV and radio, but everything else was gone. So if there was an emergency, you were pretty much out of luck unless you had a decent radio. And I think this helped a lot of people understand now, when we've been pushing this MCOM thing so hard, and it's not even just MCOM. I mean, the MCOM deal works, I think, is great for MCOM's emergency communications. I think most of you know that already. MCOM, I think, is perfect for, single women living out in the woods here, the elderly, those with anybody with kids. I mean, most people, this MCOM could be beneficial. Now, if you're a ham operator and everything else is okay in your life, you're physically fit, you don't have any problems, then, you know, MCOM may not be worth the $30 a year to you. It's worth it to me because I have my radio on. It gives me the opportunity to help people when they need it. Or if something happens here, well, we might need it also. But what this means now, if the power goes out, you know, there's several different options here. You guys may get tired of listening to the radio stuff all the time, but we get different things brought up, different topics, different issues brought up here with some of these events that happen. And what this kind of brings up an equipment issue. What if the power goes out along with everything else? What if they hit a cable and everything was gone? Well, if you've prepared properly, your little Bofang handheld radios have batteries. They should be charged. And matter of fact, you should have one radio sitting in a charger all the time. They're lithium batteries. They will not overcharge. And you can leave them in there, you know, till hell freezes over. And we had one, actually I've still got one sitting out there in the shop in a charger. Had one sitting in here for a base for probably two and a half years, something like that. Maybe 3 years, I don't remember. And it still works fine. So if the power goes out, you can whoop that one out and talk on it. Your base, if you've got a base station like mine, it can be, it'll operate on a power supply because it's 12 volts. So worst case, if you don't have one also in your vehicle, then you can snatch this one out of the living room and take it out to the car and plug it into the cigarette lighter and have it ready to go. I mean, there's just lots of options with these radios, and there's just no reason whatsoever that you shouldn't be able to communicate. This event was a non-event for those of us that have radios and are prepared. You don't have to be a ham operator. In an emergency, you can talk on any frequency, if it actually is a bona fide emergency. But we have our own repeater, which is great. If power's down and that repeater's not working, we have also a simplex frequency that does not go through the repeater, where you may have to relay, but it still works. And I had another lady locally here that had asked about radios now after we've, you know, had this thing going here for a while. And she was very uneasy with not being able to get a hold of anybody late at night. And so that this kind of instilled a little sense of urgency in her. She's wanting to do something now and not have. And then the thing about it is, these radios are so cheap. It's not like I'm asking you to invest $500 in something. I mean, you can if you want, you know, if you want to go that far. But, you know, for $25, you can get one of these little Bofang UV5Rs and another $15 for a whip antenna on it, and you'll be pretty well set. You know, you may have to seek a high spot if you live down in a hole somewhere, but you can still communicate. And, you know, you can upgrade a little bit, put a little money here, a little money there every once in a while, get a better antenna, get a stronger radio, get some different mics. I mean, there's just all kinds of accessories you can get and still not ever spend a whole lot of money. Boy, Mountain Shooter, I'll have to tell you, I don't know ICOM, ASO. Okay, I know what ICOMs are. 8 hours on batteries, that's, you can take these Bofang UV5Rs, and if it's just monitoring, it'll probably sit there probably at least 2 days, probably three. Maybe even more than that if it's just listening and you're not talking on it. So if you have an extended battery for it, you can probably get a week out of it. They have good extended batteries for those things that really boost the time that you can talk on. Let's see. 2.5 gallons a day for 900 watts. Yeah, there's, when everybody talks about preparedness, it's always food, ammunition, and Band-Aids, you know. But as I've said countless times, communication rates right up there, either number one, it's in the top four. It's in defense, ammunition, weapons, food, medical supplies, and communications. Everything else comes after that. If you've got those four things, you'll be in pretty good shape. Of course, there's certainly a lot of other things that you should or could get, you know, alternative power. The list is endless. Everything from, you know, a sewing kit to whatever. You got lots of choices there. But this communication thing is priceless. So just one more time before I move on to something else, I want everybody to make sure that you know, if you get one of these little Bofang radios, understand that there is not one single frequency that you can talk on legally if it's not an emergency and you don't have a license. Are you going to get caught? Probably not. Unless you go messing around with ham repeaters and stuff, it's highly unlikely that anything's going to take place. Highly unlikely. But just know that it is illegal so that you're not, you know, going around talking about it, you know, to the wrong people or trying to talk on a repeater or something. There is not a single frequency, not one, that you can legally talk on without a license unless it's an emergency. So just make sure everybody knows that. I think I've probably pushed that before. And I'm not trying to talk you out of it. Everybody does it. I'm just saying, just know that it is illegal. So, you know, you don't run a stop sign while a cop's watching. You don't drive 15 miles over the speed limit while a cop's following you. And there's some things you don't do on radio if you're if there's any possibility of getting caught. I'm the worst in the world for, well, I don't know what that is. Oh, I see. Okay, D Shoots is putting a link up there for radios. Actually, you can probably get them even cheaper on Amazon. But anyway, that's the, let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure what that one costs, but if you're going to get one, if your finances will allow you to, I would strongly recommend the UV82HP. They're about twice as much money. You're going to pay about $60 for one, but it's got, you know, a couple of more features that are nicer. The keypad's a little easier to operate, especially for me with big fingers and everything. And it's an 8-watt radio, what do they call it? A tri-power radio. I think it's 1, 5, and 8 watts, or 2, 5, and 8 watts, or something like that. And definitely worth the little extra money with a with a good antenna on it. Let's see here. Yeah, that's not a bad price at all, but you can find them on Amazon usually at least that cheap. Every once in a while, especially if you're buying more than one, you can get them down as low as $18. But $23.99 is not a bad price at all. Free shipping, nothing wrong with that. Those are good little radios, but check out the the UV82HP. A little more money, but I think they're worth it. All right, let's see here. Let's go on to bigger and better things here right now. You know what? Dang, we'll talk about radios here. And okay, copper. The FRS stands for Family Radio Service, and it is a non-licensed frequency. However, the radio itself is illegal to talk on FRS for two reasons. One, it puts out too much power, and two, it is a detachable antenna. It has a detachable antenna. In order to be legal for FRS, number one, it has to be Part 95 certified. I think it's Part 95 certified. That automatically kills the radio for talking on FRS legally. It has a detachable antenna. That automatically kills the radio for talking on FRS legally. The radio has to be an integral part. I mean, the antenna has to be an integral part of the radio. And as I said, it puts out too much power. And also, MERS. Yes, MERS is a non-licensed frequency, but the radios are illegal to talk on MERS. Even though it's unlicensed or non-licensed, radio puts out way, way too much power to talk on MERS. GMRS, still have to have an $80 license. Now, nobody gets those. They've tried, they've modified the regulations a little bit. I haven't checked on the newest one that just came out here recently. But unless they've changed it in the last month, you still have to have a GMRS license to talk on the GMRS frequencies. Obviously, the ham frequencies you need a ham license for. There's also the PMR frequencies. PMR is a non-licensed set of frequencies. But the radio is too powerful. You cannot talk legally on the PMR channels. You cannot talk legally on the FreeNet frequencies because the radio is too powerful. So there is no frequency. There is absolutely no frequency that you can legally talk on these radios without a license. It's unfortunate, but it's also not anything to lose any sleep over. Don't worry about it too much. Copper, if they've changed anything, I mean, even if they changed the regulation for GMRS, the licensing, which I don't think they have, but even if they did, the radios are not certified unless they are, if you take the battery out and look on the back on the little sticker, it would have to say it's part 95 certified in order to be FRS and or GMRS legal. There are people out there, believe it or not, that sit around with nothing better to do than to sit around and listen for people that they think are talking on radios that they're not supposed to be talking on so they can turn you into the FCC. It's extremely unfortunate that we have nosy people that do stuff like that. So I would tell you that if theoretically, hypothetically, for training purposes only, do not try this at home. If someone were to talk on one of these radios on these frequencies that are not legal, and if one wanted to get a message across to someone, it would be critically important that you don't put certain information out on these radios. Names, addresses, phone numbers, license plate numbers, anything, locations. It is important that you talk in some type of, you know, you don't have to get all secret squirrel stuff, you know, as far as the code and stuff, but there's just some certain things that you don't put out there. Names, addresses, phone numbers, most importantly. And you can talk easily. Now, it's not any different, really, than the CB was back in the old days. Now, CB is non-licensed now. They've really loosened up on it, and you can do just about anything on CB anymore. But, you know, in the old days, you were kind of careful about, because a lot of people were defying the FCC back then and not getting licenses. And so you were a little bit careful with what you said, you know, as far as what you were driving. And because Uncle Charlie, as they called the FCC, Uncle Charlie actually did have a little time on their hands to go and do other stuff and hunt down people that were talking on illegal, you know, talking illegally on the radios without licenses and stuff. They don't have that kind of time now. It just doesn't matter. Again, you know, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just saying, you know, if you happen to think you want to, I think there's little reason for concern. So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, there's going to be just a little bit of dead air before and after this song, because there's a certain song here that I want to play for you, and I have to go on to my other format here, so just like on Liberty Lounge, it takes a couple of seconds, so I'm going to do that, and we're going to take a little break. And then when I get back, I got some things to talk about, and you'll understand why I'm playing this song. So let's see here.
I'll be back.
Stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I've played a game of love and lost. Hey, stop the world and let me off. My dreams have shattered, don't you see? That you no longer care for me. I miss the wonder of your kiss. How could you leave me here like this? Hey, stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I've played a game of love and lost. Hey, stop the world and let me off. My dreams have shattered, don't you see? That you no longer care for me. I miss the wonder of your kiss. How could you leave me here like this? Hey, stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. Lost. Hey, stop the world and let me. Oh, stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I've played a game of love and lost. Hey, stop the world and let me off.
Now, war is coming between light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off about San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a big trap with my head down the town. No local yokel gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got the trigger around and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar town.
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hanging around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. Right here on Survival Circle.
I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night and a truck stops stumbling in a restaurant.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
And we're back. There's one other thing I need to share with you real quick before I talk about this other stuff. Let me check what's going on here in the chat room real quick before I do that. Okay, Copper's talking about the FRS stuff hasn't been changed. Yeah, as far as I know, that's all still. I think it will be changed. The same reason that they changed CB back in the day was because there was like 40 million people out there talking on CBs and none of them were getting licensed and there was just no possible way that they could keep up with it. You know, we've talked about this before. And I think FRS and GMRS, I just can't imagine. I don't think they'll ever back off on the power rating and everything. They may back off on some of the certification and stuff for the radios. I don't know. I don't think the power limitation will ever change. I do think that they'll back off of the licensing of the GMRS at some point. But that's just strictly an opinion. I don't know if they will or not. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about is the remainder of the Bundys, the prisoners, the last four, have been dismissed with prejudice. They will not be, cannot be, retried. They were set for trial on the 26th of this month, and it just came out today that they were all dismissed with prejudice. Now, Joseph O'Shaughnessy has to go back to Oregon and because of some stuff that went on at the refuge. Now, whether or not they'll dismiss that also, I don't know. But the feds have fumbled this so horribly that they just didn't have a chance. And so the judge, even as biased and unconstitutional and corrupt as they are, they had no choice. They threw it all out. So now, believe it or not, the prosecution in the original Bundy case, in the Tier 1 prisoners, who was the Cliven and Ammon and them, the prosecution wants to try them again. They are going to appeal the judge's decision and try to, after they were told that through gross negligence and incompetence that they were dismissing the case, they want to do it again. If you can even possibly in your wildest nightmares believe that they would do that. It blows me away. I cannot even fathom how they think that this is. I don't know. I just don't know. Let's see. Let me put another thing up here. You know this, remember last year there was a Freedom Expo down in Tucson. And, you know, Jeanette was there, Jeanette Finnegan. Excuse me. My goodness. And I think that Bill Whittle, remember Bill Whittle? He's a political commentator and he's a neat guy. He's got some funny stuff out there. But, I think Stuart Rhodes is going to be there, which means nothing to me. Sheriff Mack might be there. Ryan Bundy's going to be there. And I don't know what all else is going on. But if you're able to, it would be worth your time. It's Friday and Saturday, and it gets done early on Saturday. You got plenty of time to get back and get ready for where, even if you have to fly down there, if you have the means to do it, it would be worth the trip for sure. So just in case you decide to, the easiest way to find information on this is go to freedomexpoaz.com. freedomexpoaz.com. And all the information, let's see. Let me find out here who else is speaking, if I can. Anyway, it starts Friday afternoon, I think at 5 o'clock, and goes into late into the evening. And then the next day, I believe it starts at, I guess I can find out here. Well, maybe I can't. Surely. No, Shirley's not here. Here we go. Maybe it's right here. I think it starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. It ends like at 3 or 4 o'clock or something like that. So, let's see. VIP cocktail reception starts at 5, followed by a dinner program at 7. General reception hour starts at 5:45, followed by a dinner program at 7. Bill Whittle, Brandon Tatum. Former Tucson police officer, become one of the most exciting. Oh, I met Brandon last time he was down there, I think. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Good dinner. We had a ball down there last year. Anyway, what I was talking about when I played that song a while ago, I've just about come to a point where I don't know how in the world we can continue. I don't know. Our youth are so lazy and incompetent, and a lot of them are so incredibly stupid. I don't know if you guys, some of you that follow me on Facebook, I posted a deal on there. This guy had a fox trap sitting on a table, and what? How people come up with the idea to do this, I have no idea. But this trap, it had teeth. It wasn't a smooth jawed trap. It had teeth, and he. I don't know if he thought he could lift his head up fast enough to outrun the jaws of that trap. He stuck his face in it with his nose. And yeah, you know what happened? It slammed shut on his nose. Then he tried to pull it out and it caught on his bottom lip. I just at a complete loss. I have no earthly idea what would possess someone to try to do that. Now, I saw the guy one time. There's 1,000 of them on YouTube. Very disturbing that there's that many videos on YouTube to do that. And I kind of understood the one. I did not agree with it. I thought it was still a little bit on the, well, maybe a way bit on the stupid side. But it made more sense than trying to do it with your face. And that was a guy that took his fist. He was a martial artist, and he thought that he could, wah, pop that his hand in there real quick and get it out before the trap shut. Well, wrong. Didn't work. Yeah, and it was a pretty good sized trap. I'd be surprised if it didn't break some bones. And the Yakima Jock, Yakima Glock has joined us there. Said that video was a home nose job. Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. There's another guy. After I posted that on Facebook, I had some guy posted four or five more videos of the same stupid stuff. There are more retards out there doing the same thing. It wasn't just one moron. It's a whole handful of them out there trying to outrun these traps. Now, one guy, they called him Meth Head Joe or something like that. And I think that was probably an accurate description. You could tell by the way he was moving around there and everything. He was either hopped up on something, maybe adrenaline, I don't know. Well, he didn't even try to make any attempt to outrun it. He just stuck his fist in there just to see if he could stand the pain. Well, he didn't stand it very well. It bruised him up pretty good. It was a smooth jawed trap. But it was a stout one. In the length of time it was on there, it got him pretty good. There was another one that tried to do a mouse trap with his nose. I mean, you know, I knew a lot of kids when I was growing up. We did a lot of stupid stuff, but we thought at the time was probably stupid, and I've thought it was stupid since then. But we ain't got nothing on this stupid that's happening now. I mean, these are the guys that are washing their own mouth out with soap, eating Tide Pods. These are the people that are unfortunately quite likely going to be running our country in another 15, 20 years. If they live. I don't know if any of them is going to survive. What kind of decisions do you think will be made on our nation's behalf, on the citizens of the country's behalf, for somebody that tries to outrun a trap with their nose and eats laundry detergent? I fear for our country's well-being. This revolution that everybody keeps talking about needs to happen here most Ricky Tick. Because some of these people need to be removed from the gene pool. What's Copper saying here? Washington School playing soccer without, what? How do you play soccer without a ball? No win, no lose, so kids don't get the sense of defeat. Oh, please. NM Glock saw that. Wait till they find the bunt cake under the toilet now. I can't talk about it anymore because I just don't have anything to say. It blows me away. Since we're on the Tide Pod thing, there's a bunch of Democrats here in New York that are introducing a bill that would require Tide Pods to look less appetizing. Really? We have to make laundry detergent look less appetizing so our retarded kids won't eat it? Please refer back to that song I played a while ago. Unbelievable. Yeah, let's make our kids don't know any better. They see Tide laundry detergent on sale. Damn, that looks like a nice snack. Let's try some of that. Oh no, we better make them look like a turd or something so people won't eat them. I don't know. I just don't know. I'll talk about that later. No, I'll talk about it now. I haven't read the whole story, but there is some legislation coming out, or introduced anyway, to restore veterans' Second Amendment rights. This is going to be a very good thing if they get this through there. There's, you know, a lot of veterans very easily get on their, get their Second Amendment rights taken away because of, you know, PTSD or because of certain medications they're taking or certain things they've said, you know, around people that they've, people that they've been around and everything. So Chuck Grassley, I love Chuck Grassley. He does a lot of good stuff out of Iowa. They're introducing some legislation there that would restore these veterans' Second Amendment rights. And it says, let's see, once the VA signs a fiduciary to help a veteran manage benefit payments, the VA will report that veteran's name to the NICS background check, commonly known as the National Gun Ban List. Once on the gun ban list, a veteran is outlawed from owning or possessing firearms, resulting in some veterans who are perfectly safe to own firearms being denied their constitutional rights. So it's a pretty dang long story that it's all going through here, but it's kind of, you know, it's a good story, but it's kind of irrelevant until they pass it. Then we'll find out. We gotta see what's in it. We gotta pass it and see what's in it first. So here's another one. This kind of goes along with the Tide Pod thing. I'm embarrassed to read this. Amy, you want to come read this? Pepsi has been thinking about making some Doritos that are lady-friendly. Now, what's a lady-friendly Dorito, you might ask? Lady-friendly Doritos don't crunch so loud. They're more ladylike. They're a low-crunch version. Because this the CEO of Pepsi, her name's Indra Nooyi or something like that. She said that they released a low-crunch, female-friendly version because she claims that women would prefer to eat politely in public. What the hell fun is a corn chip that doesn't crunch? Well, apparently she received some very harsh criticism online about her stupid idea. I bet she was one of the pioneers of eating Tide Pods is what I think. So now the company is contradicting what she said. In the interview, this woman told the host of whatever show it was that men licked their fingers with great glee, her exact words, after eating Dorito chips, and when they reach the bottom of the bag, they pour the little broken pieces into their mouth because they don't want to lose that taste of the flavor in the broken chips in the bottom. Women would love to do the same, she said, but they choose not to because they don't like to crunch too loudly in public. What in the Sam hell is up with this woman? She said, they don't lick their fingers generously, and they don't like to pour the little broken pieces and flavor into their mouth. I tell you what, I've seen more than one girl in my 60 years here finish a bag of chips, and I'll tell you a great many of them tipped the little bag up and got ever good to the last drop. When asked if the company was looking to create male and female versions of the chips, she said it's not a male and female thing, but did add, are there snacks for women that can be designed and packaged differently? The answer is yes, according to her. She's preparing to launch chips for women that will be low crunch and with a full taste profile that will not have so much of the flavor stick on the fingers and can fit in a handbag because women love to carry a snack in their purse. You know, this on Fox News. So there you have it. There you have it. Oh, boy. Yakima Glock's got the answer to it right there. We don't have to do anything different. Just put them in water and they won't crunch. You could have Dorito soup. Hell yeah. I'm embarrassed for my country. How much time we got? We still got a little time here. Okay, here's another one. This is why I played the song. Also from Fox News. This is out of a New York high school. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. High school cancels musical after a white student lands the lead role. Social justice activist at a New York high school successfully shut down a production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame after a white student landed the leading role, or a lead role. Protests of the production began when an African-American student quit Ithaca High School's musical production due to the role of Esmeralda being given to a white classmate. It shows you that theater wasn't made for you, the student told the Ithaca Journal, and it shows you that if you can't get the parts that are written for you, what parts are you going to get? So the rest of the story after that is rather irrelevant, but what is this? Here's one I can't even read on the air from Fox News. Well, I'll read that one later. Let's see here. That one's too long. I put this on Facebook, and I read this. I actually looked it up in several different places because I felt that it was probably satire. This was, I would have thought that this was way far-fetched. It says they've announced that there was 510 arrests and more to come in a statewide human trafficking deal. Now, this was not illegals. This was women, young women, that they and some juvenile girls that were being trafficked for sexual exploitation. 510 arrests, a total of 56 victims were also rescued in operation. 85 agencies involved in this. Can you believe that? 85. And, you know, if they're gonna catch people doing that kind of stuff, well, that's okay with me. 56 victims, 11 juveniles, all were female. Officials said the average age of a juvenile human trafficking victim in California is between 12 and 14 years old. 70% of the victims come from the foster care system. That is despicable. Absolutely amazing to me. I can't even grasp that. Oh, well. Well, it's about time. I've had all the fun I can stand. I'm about to make myself sick with these stories here, so I'm going to start easing towards the door. There may or may not be, I'm going to guess that there's probably not going to be a live Liberty Lounge this Friday, day after tomorrow. It's kind of doubtful, but there will be a Liberty Lounge. I'll pull up a good one and load it up for the Tinker. So if he would be kind enough to start that for me at the appropriate time, there will still be a Liberty Lounge. So you guys are not excused to go out and do other stuff. You need to hang around because Liberty Lounge will be here. All right. I think we're just about ready to pull the plug on this. Looks like we got everything running there. All right. We will see you probably Monday live again. And I want to tell you guys, I do appreciate you taking time out of your busy evenings and spending a little bit of time listening to me yak here. All right. We'll see you, like I said, probably Monday. Good night.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No explanation, no reconciliation.